It is the 16th of May, Monday morning, the year 2022, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to probably the most famous of all Psalms in the Bible, that's right, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And then we go straight to Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 4 and verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I just feel in my heart that you need to join me and that we need to repeat the 23rd Psalm together. Because if ever this world needs comfort and reassurance, it's in these days in which we are living. Would you like to read it after me, please? The Lord is my shepherd. Come on, say it. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What comforting words to read. I want to give you some homework. I really do. I want to tell you that it is worth memorizing the psalm and to say it often, because it is such, it's like the balm of Gilead, like the cream that you put on that roasty when it is hurting you so much. Remember, he is my supplier. That's right. He restores my soul. Correct? Even though I am living in dangerous times, literally in the shadow of death, he has promised me that I shall not be left alone. Jesus' rod and his staff, they comfort me. The rod to discipline me and the staff to protect me. He feeds us and he comforts us in the midst of our enemies. And there is nothing that they can do about it. His goodness and his mercy follows us all the days of our lives. And best of all, what a future we have to look forward to dwell in God's house forever. Jesus bless you. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.